hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ. And I am so happy that you're listening, youngster. Jonathan and Jordan, how are you guys doing? Nice to have you with the radio on. Michelle, how are you? And Nina, are you listening through the internet today? Or the usual way on the radio? Well, it's good to have you along. Hello, Megan. Hello, Caitlin. You two smiling young ladies. Joy, it's good to have you along. Hello, Natalie. Greetings to Emily and John. Be listening carefully because your names might be coming up during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Shirley, Russell, Ashley, good to have you kiddos along. Joseph and Bonnie, is it true that you two, brother and sister, have the same birthday, except 3 years apart? When it comes birthday celebration time around this household, it's a big thing, isn't it? Paige and Sayara, nice to have you listening. And over here, Brittany and Melody, greetings to you. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, daddies can be pretty good, yes? Most fathers can fix broken things and help out with homework and lift heavy boxes and give daddy-sized hugs. But the best father of all can't be seen. It's not that he's sneaky. Instead, he's God, our Heavenly Father. And Christians are his children. We're going to be talking more about this during Bible time coming up. Christ-centered radio for little people. We kids!
Nobody's perfect, not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years, people have tried to be perfect, but the Bible says that no one is perfect. One of those places just so happens to be the second chapter of James, verse 10, where the Bible says, "Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all." Well, what's the matter with God? How can he be so picky? Can't he overlook just a little sin now and then, maybe just once or twice, you know, in a month? And the answer to that is a big no. And the word is not picky. The word is holy. And what does it mean to be holy? Well, let's take a nice clean glass of water, and you're going to put in just a little drop of mud. You going to drink it then? Is it pure? Is it still clean? After you've put mud in? Just a little bit of mud. Just a little bit of sin. Does that help you to understand a little bit more about the pure, the holy God of the universe and what he thinks about sin? The only hope of knowing God is by coming to him through his Son, Jesus Christ, who is perfect, who is holy, who is pure in every way. He is our only bridge to God. And that's one reason why we praise our Heavenly Father. Tiffany, more verses?
Psalm 47, verses 6, 7, and 9.
All right.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. For the kings of the earth belong to God.
Of the earth belong to God. The kings of the earth belong to God. Sing to him a song of praise. The kings of the earth belong to God.
Thank you, Steve Green and kids. A little musical reminder there to help us get started about who God is, King of all the earth, of all the universe, and we praise him. Bible time today is based on Galatians chapter 3 and 4. And although this is not exactly the Bible, this is about the Bible. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the churches of Galatia. He wanted them to understand that Christians are all the same. We become one people, the family of God. We become his children. You were all baptized into Christ, and so you were all clothed with Christ. This shows that you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, in Christ, there is no difference between Jew and Greek. There's no difference between slaves and free men. There's no difference between male and female. You are all the same in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's descendants. You get all of God's blessings because of the promise that God made to Abraham. I want to tell you this. While the one who will inherit his father's property is still a child, he is no different from a slave. It does not matter that the child owns everything. While he is a child, he must obey those who are chosen to care for him. And when the child reaches the age set by his father, he is free. It is the same with us. While we were children, we were slaves to the useless rules of this world. But when the right time came, God sent his son. His son was born of a woman and lived under the law. God did this so that he could buy freedom for those who were under the law. His purpose was to make us his children. And you are God's children. That is why God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. The Spirit cries out, Abba, dear Father. So now you are no longer a slave, you are God's child. And you will inherit from God what he has promised, because you are his child. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember, Romans 8:15. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
We are the children of promise, more than the stars in the sky. Once long ago, God said, Oh, Abraham, lift up your eyes. More than these stars in the heavens, so shall your family be. Because of your faith, I will make you the father of all who believe. And we are the ones God was talking about on that starry night so long ago. And every child who believes in the Lord is part of that family, you know. We are the children of promise, more than the stars in the sky. Once long ago, God said, Oh, Abraham, lift up your eyes. More than these stars in the heavens, so shall your family be. Because of your faith, I will make you the father of all who God who is more than enough. Abraham, walk beside me. Show all the world what it means to believe and follow me where I will lead. We are the children of promise, more than the sand by the sea. Sons and the daughters of Abraham, together with all who believe, the family of all who believe.
Thank you, Betty McDaniel. And kids, good musical reminder that we are children of God. That's if you've given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope, I pray that you have done that, youngster. The most important thing in life. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now... time for our wonderful We Kids March. Do I see some kids who would like to be march leaders? Andrew, first off, yes, my young man, wheelchair or not, you get to be march leader here. And over here, Caleb, I know that you're not the biggest, but I think it's about time that you lead the pack. Head of David, Rachel, Joshua, Grace, Jedediah, and Josiah Paul. Caleb, can you do it? Sure you can. Mr. Nick is picking you. Jennifer over here, you're ahead of Michael, Christopher, Isaac, and Naomi. And Samantha, I'm putting you ahead of your little twin sisters, Faylin and Lydia. And over here, Allison, you're ahead of Kevin, Melinda, and Eric. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Deborah. Ladies too old to march? Never. Papa Alfred. You get to be march leader. And I don't want to hear any objections, friend. Mama Beverly, Grandmama Beverly, follow Alfred, please. Over in this family, Emily, you're following John, who gets to be march leader. And Mama, Papa, please help me with this. You know, I'd love to go through all these names, but because of time, I just can't. So if I've not picked a march leader, will you please pick one for me? Thank you so much. Rules to our wonderful We Kids March. You know these? Number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you're a big marcher, like a proper-sized marcher, please march gently. And number four, How could I forget the bone players? Please watch out for the T-bone, that's the trombone players, during our wonderful Wee Kids March! And they're off. Oh, look at all these mobs of marvelous marchers here. You left, you left, you right, you left. Hello, Paige. Hello, Ciara. Hello, Derek and Rebecca. Knees up a little higher, Madison. Aaron, who's march leader here? Let's get organized, please. Cheyenne comes marching through. Cynthia. Deborah. Alfred. Beverly. Unique style here, huh? If you've just tuned in, don't ask any questions. Just fall into line. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March. Here comes Dennis. Knees up a little higher, Dennis. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Look at these happy marchers here. Thomas, Kevin, Will, Autumn, Joy. What a sweet little marcher she's getting to be, huh? Growing like a flower. And Megan and Caitlin come marching through. Hello, Christopher. Hello, Jessica. Hello, Nathaniel. And over here in this friendly household, Hannah comes marching through, and Abigail and Daniel and Nathan. Hello, Mama. Hello, Papa. Yes, you can do this too, folks. Allison and Cameron marching with those heads up high. You look fine, kids. And friends Zoe and Sadie, you in on this too? Wonderful. Natalie and Kendra, nice marching. All right, keep those knees up high. Russell, Shirley, Ashley, good marching. Joseph and Bonnie, the same birthday, kids. You're doing fine in this thing. All right, all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, wow, you kids are doing great! Jacob, Sarah, Kira, Blake, wonderful marching, kiddos. And you may be seated. Well, sometimes you just need to march your wiggles out. Now here's the Donut Man.
Henrietta Beasley thought it would go easily the first time she tried to bake a cake. She had a good cookbook, but she never took a look, 'cause I would never make a mistake. No! She added lots of flour to some funny-looking powder, then she shook it up and put it in to bake. To Henrietta Beasley, it did not go so easily. Her cake was spread all over the room. Now she says, follow the directions before you start to bake. Follow the directions if you want a good cake. Big Ray McElvey thought that it would be okay the time he tried to build a model plane. He had a good plain plan, but he never read it and said,
reading plans are such a pain.
He tried to glue it and stick parts to it and fly it from his roof. It was a shame.
Smash!
Poor Ray McElvey had these words to say when the plane went down with a crash.
Follow the directions before you start. Follow the directions and it won't fall apart.
Oh. Amy McMaster thought it would be faster the time she tried to sew herself a dress. She said,
it won't be mattering if I don't use a pattern. You know that I could really care less.
So she stitches and she sews on the pockets and the bows on, upside down and twisted, all a mess.
A mess!
Amy McMaster thought it would be faster, but now she'll be the first to confess.
Oh, follow that direction before you sew a dress. Follow that direction and it won't be a mess.
But listen,
God has a plan for your life. Follow his directions, it'll turn out right. right.
I'm going to find a recipe.
I need a plan.
And I need a pattern, I do.
I guess so. Thank you, Donut Man and kids. And the plan of God, by the way. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Youngster, that's powerful stuff. That's the plan of God. And that's why Jesus Christ is so important. Philippians chapter 2, therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. And time for one more scriptural song here. Colin?
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Jesus Christ lives in me. I have been crucified with Christ.
The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
2, 3. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Jesus Christ with Christ.
The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
2, 3.
I
have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Jesus Christ.
That is such an important, such a powerful verse from Galatians chapter 2. Before that, it was Philippians chapter 2. Before that, Romans chapter 10. And Tiffany was sharing at the beginning of the program Psalm 47. Oh, talk about Bible-based music.
I have been crucified with Christ.
Of course it's Bible-based. What better way to honor God and to lift him up? Mr. Nick with We Kids here. Speaking of verses, remember today's Bible time about being children of God. If you've given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, confessed your sin, turned away from that, instead you're following God, This good verse to remember from today's Bible time, Romans 8:15. The Bible says, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father." That's like Daddy, Heavenly Father. He allows us to be that close to Him. Oh, this is wonderful news of heart cleansing and new life and living forever. Why do you think we call it the good news? The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hope it's been coming through loudly and clearly and that you've heard that, because God has given you ears in your heart to hear the gospel truth. This is Mr. Nick, son, brother, husband, father, and what a good time this has been for the past half hour. Well, I have been eyeing for the past few minutes this jumbo Mr. Nick-sized tricycle. I guess I don't see any other exit machines. This is it? Alrighty, well, I'll try it on for size here, and oh, I know this thing gets great gas mileage. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. So long, youngster. Trikin' along.